Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Thank you for being with me today on this Wednesday. I hope you've been with us all week long because we have been listening to Derek Prince talk about a topic that I believe is absolutely at the cutting edge for most of us. It's the issue of how we deal with bitterness, with disappointment, with the hurtful things that happen in this life. I mean, it's almost like we're talking about, that old line from Hee Haw, gloom, despair, and agony on me. But you know what? There is a certain amount of pain and hurt and disappointment and betrayal that happens in this life. And I have observed, as the Bible teaches and as we learn from history, that for many people, that is what defines whether they will live happy, fulfilling lives where they take hold of their destiny and fulfill what they were made for, how they deal with bitterness. And Derek is teaching a series he calls Life's Bitter Pool. He takes that from Exodus 15, where the people of God are in the desert. They're thirsty. They come to a pool of water. It's bitter. But then Moses throws a tree, symbolic of the cross now, onto the waters, and the waters become pure. That's what we want for you, that the bitter waters of your soul become pure and that you are set free. Now, if you have missed the first 2 days of this with us, or frankly, any other teaching by Derek Prince, you can log on to our website at derekprince.org. And you will find the first 2 days, in fact, this entire week of Life's Bitter Pool. And listen, this is so important. We want to get right to it. So grab your Bible, a notepad, something to take notes with. And let's listen today as Derek tells us how to deal with the profound and bitter disappointments of life in a way that's redemptive in Jesus.
As you will recall from our last two talks, great victories prepare us for great testings. The fact we've had a great victory doesn't mean we'll never be tested. Rather, it means we'll be better equipped for the next test. Second, the bitter pool was in God's program. He had a purpose in bringing his people there. It was he who led them there. And that's true often in our lives. The bitter pool is part of God's program. He has a purpose. Third, the question is not whether we will experience testing, but only how we will respond to the testing. Fourth, in this case of the bitter pool, there were two alternative responses. The people grumbled, Moses prayed. The people who grumbled got nothing. The man who prayed got the answer. The next principle, to Moses' prayer of faith, God in turn responded with a new revelation of himself. And that was God's purpose, to bring his people to the place where they could receive the revelation that he had for them. And I sum that up in that little phrase, man's disappointments are God's appointments. Today I'm going to speak about the revelation that God had for his people there at the bitter pool. There were two aspects to the revelation. The first was the revelation of the healing tree. The second was the revelation of God, the healer. Today I'm going to speak about the first aspect of that revelation, the healing tree. Let's look back for a moment at the particular verse in Exodus 15 which speaks about that tree. Exodus 15, verse 25. Then Moses cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, and he threw it into the waters, and the waters became sweet. So the solution to the problem was found there in that tree. Now, that tree speaks of one of the main themes of the entire Bible. It speaks of another tree that was raised perhaps 2,400 years later on a hill called Golgotha, the cross. Whenever you read in the Bible about a tree, you should be alert to see if there is really a reference to the cross of Jesus. We need to understand the Hebrew use of the word tree, which I touched on the other day. In the Hebrew language, the word for tree is used for a tree when it's growing, but it's still used for a tree after it's been cut down. When it's maybe just a long pole or some such thing, still referred to as a tree. So a tree can also be a gibbet, a gallows, or a cross. Let's look at some of the examples. First of all, in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 21, verses 22 and 23. If a man guilty of a capital offense is put to death, and his body is hung on a tree, you must not leave his body on the tree overnight. Be sure to bury him that same day, because anyone who is hung on a tree is under God's curse. So there was a way of executing a person which was often followed in the Old Testament. The person was hung on a tree. Sometimes he was killed first and then hung on the tree. Sometimes he was killed by hanging him on the tree. But the law of Moses stated that no man must ever be left hanging on a tree overnight, because anyone who hangs on a tree is accursed. And you will remember in the record of the crucifixion of Jesus, after Jesus had died on the cross, the Jewish religious leaders went to Pontius Pilate and asked that the body might be taken down, because they did not want it to remain there over the following holy day. They did not want that curse displayed on a holy day. Now, Paul takes this ordinance of the Old Testament in the book of Deuteronomy, and in the epistle to the Galatians, he uses it to interpret the full significance of the death of Jesus on the cross. This is what Paul says in Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree. That's a quotation from the passage in Deuteronomy I just read. He, that's Christ, redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit. So, you see, in God's purpose of redemption, Jesus was permitted to become a curse. He took the curse that was due to a lost, fallen race, to our Adamic race. He became that curse, that he might redeem us from the curse, and that in place of the curse, we might inherit the blessing. And the evidence that Jesus became a curse for us was that he was hung on that tree on the cross. And so those who knew the Word of God from the Old Testament knew that in that act, Jesus, in the purpose of God, became a curse, that we might receive the blessing.
You know, Derek has just touched on one of the great arts of the Christian life, and that is to recognize that Jesus has already borne the sin, the bitterness, the horror of what we endure in this life. The fact is that Jesus is our high priest, that he has already been tempted in every way like as we are. And once we realize that, once we realize Galatians 3:13, that he has become a curse for us, that we don't have to endure the curses of the law and the penalties of our own sin, that's when we begin to be set free. That's the message of the gospel, that what this life wants to visit on you as judgment, Jesus has already borne. And once we realize that, it transforms the pools of bitterness into oases of refreshing. There's more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Have you ever wondered where you belong? Wondered how to find your place in this world? Searching for that longed-for spot where your gifts are maximized and your days are filled with meaning and purpose? Finding it can seem impossible. And if you're like many believers, you have questions such as, where should I live? What should I be doing? And who can I turn to for advice? In the classic audio series, Finding Your Place, Derek Prince will help you answer these and other vital questions as he explains that God has a specific purpose and a special place for you to fit into his plans. This 3-CD set explores a theme of tremendous importance to every Christian, because until you find your place, you will never be totally fulfilled. Now, you can receive Derek's 3-CD series, Finding Your Place, for only $14.95. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. God has a place for you. Discover your calling and find your place. Call now, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Find out more when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Very glad that you're with me, and I'm particularly thankful to the Lord today for this powerful teaching by Derek Prince on life's bitter pool. I'll tell you, there's not anybody listening to this program today who is not in some way, in some area of your life, tempted to surrender your soul to bitterness and to the disappointments, the effects of the disappointments and the disillusionments of this life. And Derek Prince is teaching us how to fight back, in a sense, how to battle those things so that we are not like Simon in Acts chapter 8, poisoned by bitterness and of no use to the Holy Spirit. Nothing scares me more than to be of no use to the Holy Spirit. So let's listen now as Derek Prince teaches us on life's bitter pool.
This is what Paul says in Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree. That's a quotation from the passage in Deuteronomy I just read. He, that's Christ, redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit. So, you see, in God's purpose of redemption, Jesus was permitted to become a curse. He took the curse that was due to a lost, fallen race, to our Adamic race. He became that curse, that he might redeem us from the curse, and that in place of the curse, we might inherit the blessing. And the evidence that Jesus became a curse for us was that he was hung on that tree on the cross. And so those who knew the Word of God from the Old Testament knew that in that act, Jesus, in the purpose of God, became a curse, that we might receive the blessing. So that's the exchange. Jesus became the curse that we might receive the blessing. That's like the waters of Marah. Jesus took the bitter that we might be able to drink the sweet. He took the curse that we might have the blessing. So when you think of the tree that was cast into the water, you want to think of the cross of Jesus and the fact that on that cross, Jesus took the bitter curse that we might have the sweetness of the blessing. So that Moses casting that tree into the pool is an example or a pattern or a picture of you and me taking what was accomplished on our behalf on the cross and using it to make our bitter pool sweet. I'd also like to read a passage in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, where again the cross is referred to as a tree and the same truth is brought out. He himself, that's Jesus, bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. Again, Jesus became sin that we might receive his righteousness. He was wounded that we might be healed. All that is brought out in the use of the word tree for the cross. It was on that tree that full healing was obtained for the whole human race. Spiritual healing from sin, physical healing from sickness, deliverance from the curse, the right to inherit the blessing. All that was accomplished through that tree, which is the cross. And so as you picture in your mind Moses casting the tree into the bitter water that it might be made sweet, then you can picture yourself taking the truth of the cross, applying it in your life, and turning your bitter pool into sweetness. The healing and the deliverance that come from that tree, which is the cross of Jesus, must be applied in our lives by an act of faith. Just as Moses, by an act of faith, threw that tree into the bitter water, so we too have to exercise faith when we confront that bitter pool, faith in what Jesus accomplished on the cross, and as it were, metaphorically, take that tree and throw it into the bitter pool. There must be an act of faith to release that miracle-working power that's in the cross of Jesus Christ to make the bitter water sweet. And I want to suggest to you a certain very simple practical steps that you can take in your life if you're confronted by the bitter pool to change that bitter pool into sweet. First of all, recognize that the bitter pool is in God's program. God led you there. He knows all about it, and he has the remedy. Second, let God deal with any defects in your character that have been exposed by the bitter pool. If you've grumbled when you should have prayed, bear in mind there's something in you that has to be dealt with by the Holy Spirit. Third, By faith, accept what Jesus did for you on the cross. His own self, he bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we might be dead to sin and live to righteousness, by whose wounds you were healed. Not you will be healed, but you were healed. As far as God's concerned, it's already done. It's finished. It's accomplished. And now listen. Here's the fourth and the vital step. Begin to thank God for what Jesus has done on your behalf. Begin to receive by thanking him whatever it is you need. Forgiveness, healing, whether it's emotional or physical, release from resentment, bitterness, rebellion, confusion. You see, thanking God in faith corresponds to throwing that tree into the water. The purest expression of faith that you and I are capable of is simply thanking God, not seeing any change, not waiting for the evidence, but believing what God says about the cross of Jesus, and then beginning to thank him for what was done on our behalf on the cross. Thanking him releases that miracle-working power to change the bitter water to sweet.
You know, one of the hardest things for us to hear is that we need to recognize the bitter pool as being in God's program. I sometimes prefer just to view the hard and difficult things that happen as the work of vicious, evil people invading my pure and pristine life, and what horrible folks they are, and why don't they just go away? But the beginning of healing and the beginning of allowing hardship to do its work is that we understand that all of the difficult things that we endure in life are in God's program. They're part of God's curriculum. They are part of the lessons that God uses as we walk in the school of the Holy Spirit. Listen, coming up in just a moment, Christopher Selby and David Holland will be joining me as we process this all-important teaching and make application to our lives. As Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Have you ever wondered where you belong? Wondered how to find your place in this world? Searching for that longed-for spot where your gifts are maximized and your days are filled with meaning and purpose? Finding it can seem impossible. And if you're like many believers, you have questions such as, where should I live? What should I be doing? And who can I turn to for advice? In the classic audio series, Finding Your Place, Derek Prince will help you answer these and other vital questions as he explains that God has a specific purpose and a special place for you to fit into his plans. This 3-CD set explores a theme of tremendous importance to every Christian, because until you find your place, you will never be totally fulfilled. Now, you can receive Derek's 3-CD series, Finding Your Place, for only $14.95. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. God has a place for you. Discover your calling and find your place. Call now, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Find out more when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. Glad that you're here. Glad that we're talking about life's bitter pool with Derek Prince, as he's been teaching us powerful and transforming truths from the Bible. And to help us apply this to our lives, two fine men are here in the studio with me. David Holland, first, who's with us often, one of the producers of the show, and Christopher Selby, the executive producer of the show and also a grandson of Derek Prince. Guys, always great to have you here.
Hi, thanks, Stephen.
Hi, Stephen.
Now, I think, as I've been saying, that this is one of the teachings that really has the power to transform lives, primarily because so many people sink into this pool of darkness and disillusionment and despair. And along, really from about the middle of their lives on, their life is defined by bitterness over experiences that happened in the first part of their lives. And if they can learn these truths, I think they can live not just a more fulfilling life, but a life that's more useful to the Holy Spirit. David, what do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I believe we're in a teaching here that is hitting every one of us right where we live. Mm-hmm. We may offer teachings from time to time that don't apply to everyone, but there is not a person with a pulse listening to the sound of our voices right now that this teaching isn't vitally important for, in terms of them being able to live God's highest and best for their lives. We, each and every one of us, will be confronted with an opportunity to receive bitterness into our souls and allow that to poison us and make us toxic, make our lives toxic, and infect those around us.
Yeah, and you know, the old phrase really is true, that misery loves company, and it's so much easier to wallow in our, you know, oh, boo-hoo, poor me, look what happened to me, I'm the victim, and it's really bad. But you know what, God is... You know, God works all things for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. And that is something that in those moments where we have gone through a difficult time, where we've had an opportunity to receive bitterness, that we don't always see that. That's not always the thing on the forefront that, oh, look how God is involved in this. Isn't this wonderful? Isn't it great? Bring it on. I want some more. But that really is part of what my grandfather has just been explaining, is that, you know, God is part of this process. And if we can grasp on to that, if we can latch on to that, then it's going to do wonders in our lives.
Yeah. And as Stephen pointed out yesterday, this isn't something that Derek Prince absorbed theoretically. Yeah. As a sort of abstract principle, this is something he lived out in his life. And one of the great things about today's teaching is that he didn't just point us to a problem. He gave us four clear steps that allow us to turn bitter waters sweet.
You know, this is one of the great challenges. David, like you, I pastored for a lot of years, and I have had people sit in my office who seemed to me to be blessed in every possible way. Great spouse, huge amounts of money, talent, et cetera, great kids. But a coach didn't let them play in the last game of the season 50 years ago, and their hearts have almost been deformed over it. Then I've had people sit in my office whose spouses left them, and I'm not making this one up, killed the children on the way out. I mean, horrible, horrible, horrible. And yet their hearts are pure. They're passionate for Jesus. God is redeemed. And you think, you know what? It really is a matter of how you choose to respond, because the smallest pebble can cripple you if you allow it to. And the greatest boulder can do nothing but make you better if, again, you allow that process. And I think that, again, I keep on using the phrase, the art of living. But there is an art to this, and it makes all the difference in the world.
Oh, that's exactly right. Well, one of Derek's four points today in terms of having to turn those bitter waters sweet was in the time of testing, in the moment of where bitterness is trying to attach it to yourself, use that opportunity to reveal in you things you need to work on. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday. Derek actually has a teaching series that fits really, really well with this. Yeah. It's a featured resource that we're making available this week, guys. It's called Finding Your Place. It's a 3-audio teaching series by Derek. And in it, you're going to get some real practical pointed teaching about your destiny, your calling, how to press through adversity, how to pass these tests, and really walk in God's highest and best for your life. We're making it available at a special price. It's $14.95. Again, it's called Finding Your Place. You can go online and get it at derekprince.org, or you can call 800-448-3261, 800-448-3261, and ask for Finding Your Place. It's $14.95, and it'll really help you.
I find it personally to be such a great encouragement to me. I love this series, and I know it'll be a blessing to those who listen to it.
It's a way to take this teaching we've received this week and apply it and take it to the next level.
Guys, I'm just committed to praying this into the lives of our listeners as much as possible. And even though we only have about half a minute, just agree with me now as I voice a quick prayer.
Absolutely.
Father, we so want to walk in your ways, be useful to your Holy Spirit, be clean of heart, be pleasing to you, and issue a fragrance to your nostrils from our life that is pleasant. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, for those listening, for those who are echoing this prayer, take us to the cross. Let us look at our situations past and be ready for situations future with an attitude that they are tools in your hands to shape us, not fountains of bitterness. Lord, yes. Heal our hearts. Grant us repentance. Grant us to forgive those who have wronged us. Yes. Grant us to welcome the chiseling work of the Holy Spirit. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Guys, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Stephen.
Listen, that's all the time we have for today. You don't want to miss tomorrow. And so for everybody from Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
To order your own set of Derek's CD teaching series, Finding Your Place, call toll-free 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. This classic CD series is yours for the special price of $14.95. 800-448-3261, 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771 or order securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.